today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
But who's the actress of Starlet? What am I, 80? Who's the actress
Starlet.
That's what Rob uses. This is my life now.
Lovely Starlet. Hey, Starlet, where are the Starlets?
Who's the Gam that was in that pitch?
Gam's your legs. Oscar.
I'm sorry. Damn it. Who's the little filly?
No, Frank Fritz used to go down to the Eastern Shore of Maryland periodically.
And, did he?
Frank Fritz would stop by the Whitehall Inn, and he would get their wonderful confection that I recommended to everybody. When Frank Fritz would drive in the parking lot, go to his table and order one of those lovely platters of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters.
Thank you.
And now Rodgers sits down. A few plays into game one, he's coming out of the game.
Something there like is that. Good news, though. This frees him up to host Jeopardy.
You're terrible.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Just checking on my buds.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Checking on my buds. How my buds doing? Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you along. I hated that. Used to hate that as a disc jockey. Hate that as a podcast.
Who would say that? Who would say that?
Oh, every jive, dude.
I know.
Thanks for coming along on on the ride home.
What's the appropriate way to say it?
Great
Thanks
to have
for
you
joining
here.
Us.
Thanks for joining us. Simplicity, you know.
Welcome, UFs.
Not to make it Slicky Boy. That's that's always been and I've known so many Slicky Boy DJs that are it's tough to articulate. But before I go off on a tangent, I am a notorious feedback reader. I get it. Sometimes it pisses me off. Sometimes I respond to it online. Sometimes I bring it in here and talk about it. And then every now and then there's a piece of feedback where I respond to it and the person's correct. And in this case, it's our friend Fried, who was disappointed that on yesterday's show, we made no mention of 9/11. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about that, and first of all, Fred, I agree with you, and thank you for that, because I read that today, and I wish to make a correction for that on today's show. Sometimes we hit the ground running, and we get off on a tangent, and we never get back. And you know what's interesting about that is that yesterday, not today, but yesterday, there were multiple times during the day with the media coverage of it that I was taken back there, and I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about what it was to be in New York on 9/11 and an oversight that I will not make again, where we should, mention it and mention that we should pause and think about the people we lost and being in New York and then driving back to Washington. Two cities that were most affected by those terrorist attacks. I drifted back to it all the time, and I found myself getting emotional about that. And what's interesting is I found myself getting emotional yesterday off air when I wasn't on the show, and then I made no mention of it on the show. That's interesting to me, and I don't know why.
Well,
but
it's been and there's no excuse. It won't happen again. So thank you for that feedback.
But I'm glad somebody reminded me, because I wanted to make that correction at the beginning of the show, because I completely 100% agree with it. And look, it doesn't have to be maudlin, doesn't have to be, but it's a good idea to pause and think about how life-changing that was for all of us.
On Hulu, free plug, 9/11 Inside Air Force One is streaming now. I watched that last night. I have seen bits and pieces of the news coverage, as we all have in the past. It was, it's sad. It reminds you of what happened, but it also that perspective on Air Force One with 43, it takes you right into that space of like, no one knew what was going on.
No one knew.
God,
I watched
scary.
A documentary on Newfoundland on the airport where they warehoused all those transatlantic jets. And it was just come from away. That's the name of the musical that was based on that, a musical I am dying to see that I have not had an opportunity to see yet that I want to see. But just so many different things went on that particular day. And
they reran the piece on the FDNY on, on 60 Minutes. Mm. Very touching, thoughtful.
It's a reminder. It's a look, the reason I mention it today, the reason I correct it on today's show is I'm a believer. I'm a believer from the bottom of my heart in the bravery and service of first responders. I don't know if I've ever properly communicated to you, the listener, how I feel about people that do that. The words of "they are the first people to go in" do not ring hollow for me. Mm-hmm. That those words mean a lot to me about everything, whether it's police officers, firefighters, paramedics, the people that get in there and do it. And
the people that run towards the danger.
Which they did.
Yes.
And the best example of it was, and the worst example of it was 9/11. So the correction, you know, if you didn't do it yesterday, and if this is giving somebody an opportunity to pause, I closed my eyes at the Giants game on Sunday night. I closed my eyes with my family at the Jets game last night on Monday Night Football. Closed my eyes, put my head down on my chest, and thought about them. Mm. And the moments of silence. We're not going to do one here today because it's not appropriate to do that the day after.
Yeah.
So thank you, Fried, for that.
Yes.
That's much appreciated.
The text would have been nice as well.
And that...
Man, it looks like ass clowns.
Speaking of anniversaries,
sensitive ass clowns.
We're going to change the subject right now, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll call me about Enrique Iglesias tickets, but you won't text me about that.
Yes, I am. We're very going, excited
again.
Very
you
excited.
And I.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah, Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, part two. Part two.
Dose.
What am I doing? It's dose.
It's dose.
Yeah, dose gringos.
I have a concert tomorrow night. You know.
You're going to another concert?
Yeah, I'm going to Capital One Arena to see Duran Duran.
Oh, man.
It's going to be
so
a killer
not jealous.
Show. Oh, you would love it. They
I know Duran Duran.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
When are you going to see Duran Duran?
Tomorrow night.
And are they all alive?
They are light one person. One of their members
Robert
is...
Robert Plant.
No, it's not Robert Plant. But Simon and John are there. And as long as Simon
Who?
Is there... Simon Taylor.
Yeah, no, give the full names.
Simon LeBon and John Taylor. Yes.
Okay. Who is the lead singer?
Simon LeBon.
Oh.
And as long as he's there.
Your wife's favorite.
She will be okay.
Let me eyeball this guy. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of wives, everybody.
Baby! Got you on my
mind. Is that coming in on both channels?
Yeah,
hey, everybody. Got you on my Little River Band. Power 105, WAVA. I just send this one out to 14 years of wedded bliss with Mrs. Carla O'Mara. Hopefully 14 more. Or I'll be in a casket. No one knows. Happy anniversary, baby.
I'm so happy for you. You know, Mike.
You'll still be rock and roll in 14.
What you could say
I will.
Is,
sub
80.
I know I will.
Thanks for coming along. Here's LRB.
LRB. LRB. Oh, boy, that can mean only one thing. Yeah. Technically, we've been together 20 years. Met her in middle school. That's right. Having an ice cream cone, a McDonald's cone right outside in the schoolyard. And I said, hey, you. Hey, listen.
You did. You're painting an ugly picture.
I'm sorry. Hey. Yeah, I'm for the rest of my life with a 10-year-old boy running around. I'll be referred to as Grandpa. Happy anniversary, Carla.
I'm so happy for you, baby.
Thank you very
What
much.
Do you do for 14?
Nothing.
Well, I'm sure there's something. There's
well, there is something.
I'll
but
find
there's
it.
There's
I
a,
thought 15 was
There's a shiny brand wood. New in the kitchen right now.
Yes.
Before she gets home as we speak, there is a brand new shiny $20 lottery ticket at the
That's
bottom of a happy
strong.
Anniversary balloon with a plant.
Is it a like, is it a helium balloon or just a balloon?
It's a helium balloon.
That's
you
fun.
Went all out.
So
yeah.
It's floating over the kitchen table right now. And there's the Key West Sunset Bouquet from the Publix grocery store that's there. And in honor of my wife, As you know, I have a particular sport that I'm quite fond of that I play a lot of, and I complain about it, and I talk about the people that are around me, and I tell funny stories. I rarely gloat. I really do. I really rarely gloat about my game. But, you know, to celebrate 14 years of wedded bliss, your boy went out and fired himself a 75 today.
Oh, wow. I thought you weren't good at golf anymore.
That's a C. I thought I wasn't good at golf anymore.
C average.
Three birdies today.
Birdies.
Count them, three birdies. And
what does that do for Carla?
Nothing. Okay. In fact, I joked with one of my mates as I was leaving. What if I should tell her that in honor of our anniversary, I should have 75? He said, that's probably not a good idea. Yeah. I said, yeah, you're right. Then I called her and told
Mike,
her anyway.
Here's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The modern gift for 14th anniversary.
Yes.
Gold jewelry.
Oh, not going to happen.
No.
But wait.
No,
maybe you can go to Jared.
The classic gift for 14th anniversary.
Yeah.
Ivory.
Ooh, an ivory tusk. Who doesn't want that?
A bar of soap.
And ivory.
What about?
And the flower for the 14th anniversary. The orchid.
An elephant's foot with an ivory tusk top.
Yeah.
I almost bought her an orchid.
Did you?
I almost bought an orchid today.
I don't like orchids.
The Key West sunset bouquet was just too pretty. And the checkout lady at the Publix, the Publix,
yes,
was just enamored with the flowers.
Was she bedecked in ivory?
No. She was not. She might have had ivory choppers because her teeth looked like
would have been a
George
good
Washington's.
Oh, dear. That sure is a very nice bouquet.
Those are very nice. Which are bigger teeth? Her teeth or the teeth Sonny had in the owner's box on Sunday?
You know, it's
for the
funny.
Commanders.
They sent a separate jet for Sonny's teeth.
Did you?
I can't make it up without my teeth. They need a separate private airplane, please.
Did you ever?
Gonna.
And look, we all have birthdays like this where you're just I'm just gonna write a really nice card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this we'll do this year.
I forgot the card.
That's
tough. I'll set you up for success.
But I got the flowers and the balloon. So
I could have been from a stranger.
And a lottery ticket.
Maybe it's somebody from her Rotary Club, her business.
By the way, have you
club.
Ever bought a lottery ticket from those machines at the grocery store?
I have.
Yes. Do you have the automatic machines?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have one at Wawa.
Okay.
And every time I walk over to it, because why not? It's sold out.
You know what? I'm thinking, because I had a little windfall with the wind today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I had some cash money on me, and I was going to buy a few. Yeah. And there was a hoverer behind me.
Oh.
And I just got, I got frustrated, and I thought, okay, this is karma. Just buy one.
Yeah,
and be done with it because this is karma. He's pressuring you to get out of the way because he wants to buy his
right
and get your one ticket and bring it home, and that's going to be the winner. That's going to be the big winner.
That's how it works because I feel the same way when the Powerball was in the billions.
Yes,
I went over to Tenleytown Mart because I feel like that's my lucky mart.
Oh, I remember Tenleytown.
That's
a beautiful
region.
Area of DC.
Yeah, Northwest. I drive over there. Shannon's like, why don't you just buy it across the street at the 7-Eleven? I said, because that 7-Eleven is unlucky.
It is.
It
you know,
screams
it's
unlucky land.
It's a cursed building.
Yes.
With the lock on the front door.
Oh, well, they have to because all the bars let out. They just get robbed.
Yeah.
So.
I know. It's frustrating.
I went to the Tenleytown Mart, and after 10 o'clock, and don't judge me, America. If you don't play, you can't win.
This is right.
After 10 o'clock, you have to use the machine. Like, the vending machine for the lottery.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like giving it to the disgruntled employee and them smashing those buttons. So I actually.
Oh, you do. You like the angry employee behind the counter would much rather be doling out a taquito.
And they're mad that I got there right before 10, so they had to do it and I didn't have to go to the machine.
Did they suggest the machine?
They said after 10, you have to use the machine.
And you
so the machine's right next to the you know, the head.
Right.
So I go over there and like there's some guy blowing that stall up. Well, I'm desperately putting in my numbers into that machine. Talk about
that's
pressure.
That's not good. That is lots of pressure.
And you know what I got?
What?
What'd you get?
S. Didn't win a single thing.
Yeah.
No winner, chicken dinner
for you.
He
was S-ing. I was S-ing.
Yeah. Receiving.
Listen, I have to ask a question. Oscar might know the answer to this. I'm not sure. I know we have a bit of a history where we pissed off Rich Eisen a long time ago. Rich Eisen of the still on the NFL Network to the best of my knowledge, I think.
Rich Eisen is on DirecTV.
Okay, well, he's got a podcast type
very popular
show.
I've actually been to a set in Beverly Hills.
Very nice set. Yeah. Very nice set. Beautiful. And Rich Eisen, I got to give him the props. He did the most brilliant soliloquy about Jets fans.
Because that's
Aaron
his
Rodgers.
Team, right? That's his
that's
team.
His
I
team.
Watched that.
And he talked about Vinny Testaverde back in the day, who on almost to the day blew out his Achilles. Mm-hmm. And it was brilliant. And if you get a chance to check it out, Rich Eisen, absolutely, I commiserated with him.
Did
really
you hear
did.
About the bar in New York that was doing a, they were doing a guarantee that if the Jets lost, you drank for free that night. And there was a codicil that Rodgers had to start. But if Rodgers started and the Jets lost, you got to drink for free all night. And there was a Twitter video, I'm sorry, an X mm-hmm. video of when they won in overtime. Because technically, he did start. He played
yeah,
four
and,
plays.
And technically,
and
he started.
And people were probably racking up a tab.
And they were drinking
the
like crazy. Yeah. And it did not sound like a New York bar when that victory happened.
When he scored, they're like, oh, we got to pay for these drinks
now. That's too funny.
Oh, my God.
Fans.
What a game, though. What a game.
Yeah, an amazing
What
game.
A game.
Yeah.
If we're just talking about social media, just briefly. I like picturing Mike in front of his TV, because now we've been to his house, so we know the setting.
Yeah.
We can visualize mm-hmm. what goes down during a Sunday night Giants game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram. We all are friends with Dominique Foxworth, friend of the show,
right,
for decades now. And I see that Fox has posted, and I'm like, what is he? Like, I know he's in New York because he does Get Up today. And he's at Mike Greenberg's house, sitting next to Mike Greenberg.
Of Mike and the Mad Dog.
Of the Get Up now, of Mike and Mike.
Okay.
Used to be Mike and Mike, and now it's a show called Get Up.
I get those guys, those New York guys.
But Mike and the Mad Dog is a different show, so yes, I agree with
you. But it's not the guy from Don and Mike.
No,
he's here.
No.
Oh, what?
He's here in control now, gentlemen.
So Greeny is a Jets fan.
Okay.
Who is?
Greeny, Mike
Greenberg.
Yes.
Greeny.
He's wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey. And I'm just dissecting this like a sycophant on Instagram.
Like a stalker?
And I see Dominique, and he knows things just went sideways. And maybe just in our DNA of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible for them, but great content.
Mm-hmm.
The misery, I'll tell you, watching Rich Eisen rant about it validated my world.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have done it on so many different subjects, and I probably never realized how entertaining it is for people until I watched Rich Eisen, who reminded me, I'm sorry, of me. When he was talking about the long suffering, and it was fracturingly funny, just perfectly done, and it just flows like wine. I loved it.
We're on the same page, and it was on time. It wasn't like after the game. It was like boom, right there.
Cool.
The interesting thing about watching it live, which I did, because as Rich Eisen so eloquently said, four snaps,
mm-hmm.
and by the way, that age, 39 years old, Achilles.
Yeah.
See ya. Probably not coming back. You know, if he does, I would be surprised.
Do you want to hear the moment, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. He said, can I, before you play?
Yes, of course.
The reaction after the fact,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are going, what the hell could it be? What could that be? And this is a tribute to Aaron Rodgers and the play and pain mentality of the modern NFL football player was resignation, sadness, depression. It was not, ow, my leg. It was just like, I know what this is. After the fact, once we found out it was a blown Achilles, sitting down and just, what a drag.
Like he ran in to that stadium like Captain Effin' America.
With the American flag.
Yes.
A bummer. Let's play the injury.
Okay, here we go.
What a
protection breaks down. Time runs out. Down goes Rodgers and the sack for Leonard Floyd. And now Rodgers sits down. A few plays into game one. He's coming out of the game.
Mike,
yeah,
the good news is...
Nobody could tell what it was. I thought it might be an ankle sprain or something.
There
like
is
that.
Good news, though. This frees him up to host Jeopardy.
That's funny. You're terrible. Yeah, you know what? I can speak for Jets fans when you just said that. There is good news.
Yes.
There are Jets fans that stopped what they were doing, Rob. They stopped what they were doing, and they heard that. I'm not even a Jets fan. When you said that, there is good news. I'm like, yeah, anything about the Achilles? Yeah. No. A ruptured Achilles is a horrible
J-E-T-S,
injury.
Jets.
But the team rallied and won, and good for them. Sorry for Jimmy, but good for them.
Yeah, but you lose twice because, one, you lose your... You know, he was going to take you to the promised land.
Right.
Then you win with Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can win with Zach Wilson, what could you have done with Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, that's one way of looking at it. And now those same Jet fans got excited when Rob said that.
So broken.
He likes it. He's done it to me for years.
I know.
He knows how to do it.
I know.
He knows how to twist the knife when it's in there. But you got it. Hey, a win is a win.
Yes.
And, and by the way, Josh Allen plays quarterback like Jimmy runs a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you agree?
Just mark my words.
How are you guys getting with me? Because you guys are
great.
Jumping
you
all
look
over
great.
The place.
You look fantastic. You look fantastic. Two things. One, just a quick nod back to Fox and being in New York at Greeny's house.
Yes.
I see a second video, and then Pat McAfee is on a FaceTime call with Fox and Greeny. And at that point, and I don't get jealous about people's cartoon-sized mansions.
Right.
I don't get jealous about their broadcast careers. I celebrate that. You know me. But the fact that Greeny, Fox, and mind you, I'm not even a big sports fan. I just, this is what we do. This is what we talk about.
Right.
It's part of the business. It's fine. But seeing Pat McAfee on an iPhone in between those two...
Yeah.
I wanted to be the little meme that you see on TikTok. I'm just going to squeeze in right over here and get in there somehow because I was like, that's the apex of like
a magical moment right there.
I have to plead guilty to being lazy me last night. So in the interest of full disclosure, I have to share with you my my choice to just not go through the effort. But I was very close to... And what my process was going to be technologically, I was going to walk up to my television screen on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
And I was going to freeze my YouTube TV, my brand new YouTube TV.
Yeah.
And I was going to take pictures of the cutaways of the lovely, handsome, ready for their close-up Jets fans that were, there were some fuglies in that crowd like you would not believe. And interestingly enough, in the brief cutaways I saw on Monday Night Football, and they do a lot of crowd shots.
Sure.
The joy of the Buffalo fan, just the overall joie de vie of the Buffalo faithful, compared to the gritty, sadistic, masochistic Jets fan base.
Yeah, they're ready for pain.
It was just palpable.
Yeah.
And so there's one guy that's just like, at the beginning of the game, just ugly, ugly. Then another lady that was like, eh. And then at the very end, there was a penalty called, and I should have frozen it. I was going to bring it in. I was going to put it up, give it to Mac, and put it up on the screen.
Yeah.
One Jet fan just gone.
Yeah, I've seen that picture.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was
now,
it
here's
was,
a
it
question
was
for two teams that both represent the Big Apple. Giants fans, as a rule, better looking than Jets fans, you think?
No. Not a chance.
They're
no.
the same?
Okay. No, it's New York fans.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
New York fans, trust me.
Didn't the Jets have Jen Sturger for a while?
Yeah. The Jets fans, the Jets fans have a little more of a Hollywood feel than the Giants fans.
Okay.
But then you got the Maras, Rooney Mara, Kate Mara.
Or true Hollywood.
Yes.
The lovely Hollywood
Wellington
ladies.
Mara.
And by the way, Rooney Mara and Kate Mara just... gorgeous.
And no relation,
right? I am a fan. That name is always a little interesting because it's been modified, I believe. But there are Maras over in the... But there might be an O there. I'm not sure. So anyway, it was sad, and I feel bad even with the win. I feel bad for the Jets people, and Rich Eisen did such a wonderful discussion of that on his show today. And I could relate, but they won.
Yeah,
so they won.
Did you reach out to your buddy Jimmy?
I did not. No, I did not. No, I just, you know, by the time I went night-night, it was going to overtime.
It was midnight. I'm sitting there, Shannon's like, it's still on? I'm like, we got to watch.
Mike, it's Tuesday morning football.
It's Tuesday morning football. Yeah. It is. And the Giants have two more night games. I think a Thursday night and a Monday night game.
They schedule like
three of the first four games are night games.
When the league thinks a team is going to be great,
also,
they put them on in prime time.
Huge market.
Yeah.
You want to showcase them?
Yes.
It is.
But who's the actress, the starlet? What am I, 80? Who's the actress that's what Rob uses. This is my life now.
Lovely
starlet. Hey, starlet, where are the starlets?
Who's the gam that was in that pitch?
Gams are legs. Oscar.
I'm sorry. Damn it. Who's the little filly who was in the Pitch Perfect movie that now Josh Allen is dating? She's a Hollywood actress.
Don't know.
Anna Kendrick?
No. Look up. Just type in Josh Allen's girlfriend. And if a blonde girl shows up, that is his Weapon X.
And put her up on the screen, please.
Yeah, you don't need to show her. She's out of there. The newbie's a famous actress. And when you see her, Mac.
Haley Steinfeld.
Thank you. Boom, bam.
Can you put up a picture of Haley, please?
This young buck's throwing
that
out as we speak.
It's Steinfeld, isn't it? Just so we're clear.
Steinfeld.
Yeah, a great show.
Bing, bum, 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 bum.
All right, incoming.
Why am I dating this quarterback?
Here we go.
That's his current.
That is his girlfriend.
On the left.
For three more weeks.
He plays quarterback. Just remember what I said. He plays quarterback like Jimmy behaves in his own bar.
I get that, but I'm saying we've seen this happen.
Throw the ball.
With Olivia Munn and Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
This is another, I hate to use the bunt playbook. There's a page out of their playbook. When the quarterbacks start losing.
Yep.
What's new?
Their life's blood being tapped.
Right. Exactly.
By that female energy.
Where is
that big V energy?
Attention going.
BVE.
BVE. Big vagine energy.
That's
I think
BVE
that's okay.
Sounds gross.
BVE. Sounds like something you'd catch.
Yes. Yeah.
What happened? Well, he's in his second year. He's in late stage BVE.
BDE sounds fun, but BVE, I don't know. Maybe I have it all wrong.
And
but
they're using it on a commercial
fault.
Now.
It's not
I
her
forgot
fault.
What commercial they're
it's
they're
not her
using.
Fault.
Yeah, it's not. It's not her
no,
fault.
No, it's his fault.
Yes.
Right?
And he's just up
he
there.
He played sloppy.
No, he always plays sloppy. He slings
well,
it.
Well, I thought he was going to win.
He's got an amazing amount of touchdowns. You saw that stat right at the beginning of the game where they talk about his record-setting performance as far as touchdowns, and then he leads the league in interceptions or some category like that. You know,
do you have another shot of them like in the wild? This is just glamour shots.
Yeah.
I want to see what.
Like an Ivy?
If he's dressing like a male model.
Is this his first starlet girlfriend?
Yeah. And he had just a go to like rando from college before.
So, by the way, when you say just a rando from college,
she was a smoke show.
Of course,
she
was. Randos from college.
She was
phenomenal.
She was gorgeous, educated, talented, well established. He dumped her. Mac, you're a genius. I don't even know what to tell you. This is great. So.
Is that the old one?
This is the old girlfriend.
Okay.
This is the new girlfriend.
They look alike, no?
Yeah.
They look very similar.
Yeah.
They have the straight auburn, the straight chestnut.
That's not the same
hair.
Girl. It can't be.
Looks like it's the same girl.
Is that the same girl, Mac? What does the caption say?
I don't have a caption.
Before and after? Up. Give me another one. Type in Josh Allen's ex-girlfriend.
You know who he should be dating?
Oh.
Is the mayor's daughter.
Well, she's taken. And she's in New Zealand.
Maddie Massey.
You don't reference someone who we are dead to.
No,
well,
we
wouldn't say
friends.
That.
How come she doesn't call and come
you have
on
to
show?
Be a friend to be a friend.
That's right.
Mike.
Mm-hmm. How can I be a friend? I've never heard from the
We hear from
woman.
Her all the time.
All right. Okay. Well, not me.
This has to be his ex. Unless that's, what's her name again?
You know
again?
I hear it's from Brittany. All the time? Katie Cole.
Yeah, constantly. She's coming in next week.
Yes, Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next Friday.
See how I...
Yeah, but do you ever write her or she just write you?
I don't know where to write her.
I'm sorry, excuse me? What?
I don't know where to write her. I don't know where to write her.
Well, if you hear from her, you can
how
just
do you hear
reply.
From her? Yeah.
By the way, the reach out should be from they to May. Not from May to
the
day.
Hot chick.
Yeah, you're the hot chick.
That's true.
Mac, who's the young lady you've put up here?
Brittany.
Brittany. Okay, this is his ex.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you had it right. This does kind of looks like
his long white boots.
Yes.
Now great go to look. The newbie. Just a single shot of the, okay. the new girl. What's the new girl? Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld.
Jerry Steinfeld.
I said it like James right. Bond. Steinfeld.
Jerry Steinfeld. And don't get like a glamour shot of them. Not like.
Yeah, not when they're out.
Not just her.
Hiking.
Them together, Mac.
Okay.
Well, you just asked for two different things.
Well, you know what? Read between the lines. Give me something I want.
That you really, really want.
This is them out on the town.
Thank you. This is good.
Fantastic.
This
That's
is not,
out of the town. Not that looks flattering like it's from a movie.
I was going to say.
That looks like they're in a bathroom or something.
How lucky is it that they were captured on that iPhone 2?
That's odd.
Get us a better picture, please.
That looks very strange.
This is so funny.
He looks smart.
Okay. But can you name, how long did Romo date Jessica Simpson?
I have no idea.
Seems like a while, huh?
I think one person in this trifecta yes. is very, very well-versed on quarterbacks GS.
Yeah, I was a pop culture guy.
Yeah.
This is my wheel. If I don't know this, I know?
Yeah, sports and pop culture.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood, Tony Romo. That didn't work out.
The backup quarterback for the New York Giants last year, Mike Glennon, or 2 years ago, dated Stormy Daniels.
Really?
Oh, that's good.
No, I'm kidding.
And don't forget Joe Theismann and Kathy Lee Crosby.
That was very famous for a long time, and they were together for
a long time.
Garcia. Not Garcia.
Oh, the lead singer of the Grateful Dead?
No, he's talking about the quarterback
Dreamboat.
San Francisco.
The Dreamboat.
He wasn't a Dreamboat.
Not Garcia. What's the guy's name now?
Joe Montana?
Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo definitely dated
an
adult film star.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does Josh Allen look like a big dork? Put that picture up.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like the biggest dork in the world.
Who's the guy on the left? Is
that's
that Elon
just a guy
Musk?
From
the sushi restaurant.
That sushi restaurant, but you're in Maine.
And also, could that possibly look more like a toupee on Josh Allen?
Well, no. I mean,
it does look like a toupee.
Yeah. I'd like to see you with it. You know what? That might be a fun show sometime.
What?
To bring in
a
really expensive hair pieces and put them on you.
I'd like that.
This man is lying.
No, I would definitely like to see
Oh, would that be fun?
Jimmy, send me the hate mail. I'm not
we
saying
can do
he's
that,
not
right?
Great. Yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
Nope.
But
Hello?
He just doesn't look like he's leaning in. He's like his priorities are not on the field.
You could be right. You could be wrong. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was a close game.
Usually
he got him to overtime. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But, it's back. It's hotter than ever, and the Jets fans are, you know, it's bittersweet victory with and the popular sentiment now, and I hope he defies the odds, but I don't think I played golf today with a guy who had the scar on the back of his ankle, who had the scar from a ruptured Achilles, and he talked about what it involves to come back from that. It is not easy.
How did he
rupture
it?
He was leaning
Sex
forward.
Act.
He was leaning forward somewhere, took a stumble, and pop.
Jesus.
It went. And that's all. He had been warned by his physician that it was strained.
Mm.
So there was a problem there. But if anybody can come back at 39 years old, Aaron Rodgers, elite athlete, but will he want to?
Nice. Probably insured.
Yeah.
Why do
probably is.
You know?
Yeah. I hope
is
he
there
has
any
health
update on
farm.
That, by the way? Is there any update? Probably not.
Yes,
I mean,
they confirmed.
I know they confirmed it, but I mean, is he going to have surgery? Is there anything that's going to happen?
I think if I and look, this is secondhand. I think if you have a policy of this nature, these sports, you have to make a thoughtful effort to come back.
Like if you go through like Lloyd's of London.
Letter
like,
of the law. You can't just be like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. We'll see, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of analysis down the road. About that, we will see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. But man, as Rich Eisen says, and I'm not a big fan. And I know we've had a feud in the past.
Yes.
Not with me, but with the other guy.
Yeah.
And he said, four snaps. Mm. And it was funny.
And,
we'll take
and
a break.
Yes. Three games until Haley Seinfeld is out.
That's right.
There you go. That's our NFL segment. We'll be right back. Listen, I know we talk about Liquid IV sugar-free. I know we do that all the time. And I'm drinking the non-sugar free right now, but I just wanted to say a few words about the lemon lime flavor. The lemon lime flavor for Liquid IV is so unique. And the fact that when I'm drinking it, as I did today, all day I've been drinking Liquid IV. There's nothing else that I've been consuming because it's 95 with lots of humidity down here.
Yes.
And I need it to function. And it's the best, and we're proud to be associated with them. Great to have them as a sponsor. Proper functional hydration, it's essential. Liquid IV, the number one powdered hydration brand in America now. Their hydration multiplier is the best. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout when you feel run down, in the afternoon after a night out with friends or on long flights. It's just one stick. Hydrate two times faster than water alone. Get essential vitamins and three times the electrolytes as leading sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting. Feel amazing while making a global impact. They have donated 39 million servings across 50 countries. Join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you get when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Hit it, boys. Oh, release the Kraken. Release the Kraken. Amy Schumer got in trouble, and I am not a huge fan of Amy Schumer, but
she's naughty.
She's bad. She's mean.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what she did, because I did chuckle. Sorry. Amy Schumer got accused of cyberbullying Nicole Kidman and then turned it into an opportunity to troll Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis for supporting Danny Masterson. Confused? Well, let me break it down for you.
Okay.
It all started when Amy posted a picture of Nicole at the U.S. Open. She was sitting, staring blankly ahead with one hand under her chin. Amy captioned the photo, "This how humans sit."
Funny.
Silly.
Find that
funny,
picture,
Matt. Not malicious. Yeah. But she took it down and apologized after everyone accused her of bullying Nicole and being a mean girl.
You know what? Nicole deserves to be bullied after that film she made for AMC, that how great it is to be back in the theaters.
Oh, I love that film.
Boo.
Makes me feel great. And yeah. She's great. Nicole Kidman is great.
I'm a huge fan of Nicole
Kidman. And Lioness.
Absolutely amazing in Lioness. And I think she's great in almost everything she does. I am a massive fan of Nicole Kidman.
And she should have a thicker skin.
Well, it was people that were doing, people that were saying that. This how humans sit. That's funny. And by the way, Amy Schumer's jealous of Nicole Kidman.
I think she's just being funny, and that's all.
But yeah, it's being funny, and that's fine. But it wasn't, when she apologized, it wasn't so much as an apology as it was an opportunity to troll Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis for supporting Danny Masterson. Here's her quote. It's like it's a two-pronged attack.
Okay.
The Nicole Kidman and then this. She says, quote, "I want to apologize to all the people I hurt posting a photo of Nicole Kidman and alluding to her being an alien. I will be asking the cast of That 70s Show to write letters advocating for my forgiveness. Taking time, hashtag taking time to heal."
The Scientology hit right there.
Boom. Boom. Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway, everybody's a little too sensitive, aren't
we? I think so, yeah.
Just a little too sensitive. But anyway, it was funny. And the only problem I had with Amy Schumer when I went to her show down here at the Hertz Arena, after the rental car company,
it hurts.
It was she was one of the first to say, "Hey, leave your cell phones. Don't bring cell phones in here," and all that.
They get real protective about that because she was probably working up for a TV
put
special.
Put it in a pouch.
Yeah.
She was one of the first to do that. So
it was new when that happened, I remember.
It was.
I know we tried that with this show, and it was horrible because no one could listen to the show because they listened
no
on their
phones.
That's right.
No cell phones. That's why I keep mine handy right here. Always ready to go. Wonka director Paul King says Timothy Chalamet's singing voice reminds him of Bing Crosby.
Really?
Hey, Dune fans. All you Dune fans out there. Yes, sir. Straight down the middle. Worm sign coming. I'm Bing Crosby. Yes, sir. You know what? I'm surfing the planet Dune. Anyway, he says, quote,
I don't like science fiction, Bob.
Yeah. Don't care for that, eh? He says, Timothy's got a beautiful singing voice. There's quite a range because it does go from a couple of bigger showstopper sort of things to moments of real pure emotion, and he can do it all. All right. Shut up.
Hey, director. Does he have a movie coming out?
Very popular and dating a Jenner.
And then he says, quote, I'm going to sound like a crazed fan. Maybe you should shut up. Just direct your movie.
We actually have a tape of Chalamet singing.
Okay.
And I think...
Hold your breath. Make a wish.
Now, Timothy Chalamet. Here it is.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
You wouldn't think a voice like that.
No, not at all.
Come out of a waif-like creature like Timothy Chalamet.
A waif-like Frenchman.
Right. Glorious.
Anyway, we might not. This might sound like we're expecting Wonka to be a musical. It is not. He describes it, the director, as a movie with songs.
Would you describe the Wilder one as a musical? I guess not.
No,
there's some music numbers in it.
There are musical numbers, and I think Gene Wilder does an amazing job. And this is going to be another pretender to the crown. But I will give it a look because I love the franchise so much. And I hated the Johnny Depp version so much.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Johnny Depp was like unbridled weirdness, where the director just said, yeah, that'll be fine. That'll work. Hello, little girl.
I know why this one's going to work is because Hugh Grant is going to play an Oompa Loompa.
That, when I saw the trailer for that, I laughed out loud.
I did too.
Hugh Grant is making that transition into cameos that are fracturingly funny.
He was extraordinarily funny in the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
He was funny in what's the mouse movie?
Mickey Mouse?
No, Stuart Little.
Stuart Little?
Isn't he Stuart Little? Isn't he in that one?
I don't think so. I know that.
I didn't know you were a big Stuart Little guy.
A mouse in cargo pants is great. Forget it. It's just
what was the franchise you were talking about where he was funny?
The Dungeons and Dragons.
I heard that's a good movie.
It's a good movie, actually.
There's
another
D&D funny
guy.
Hugh Grant role, but I haven't remembered it, and I am getting aged.
Notting Hill.
So bear with.
No, I don't think it's Notting Hill.
No, Notting Hill was a beautiful romantic comedy with some very funny moments in it. I'm just a girl waiting for a boy. Anyway.
Hugh Grant said that?
No. That was Julia.
The
upcoming
Fraser. Paddington 2.
It was Paddington.
Paddington. Not Stuart Little. Paddington, if you want to see Hugh Grant hysterically funny as a villain, go see Paddington 2. It's or rent it.
Mac, you a Paddington
device.
Guy?
No, but I've heard only good things about that movie.
Yeah. It was funny.
I've seen it.
It was funny, and there's one of those things I had to go to the theater with my son, and I watched it, and Hugh Grant made the movie.
He was also a villain in that TV show where he killed
his
wife.
The HBO?
Yeah.
And who was the actress?
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
There you go.
Good night.
We're gone, everybody. No more show. anyway, did I hit my boom? There we go. The upcoming Frasier revival sees Frasier Crane moving back to Boston.
Nice.
Which is, that has to have fans wondering if he'll wander into his favorite old bar in Boston.
Frasier.
Sorry. Tragic news. The show has actually killed off Cheers. According to Entertainment Weekly, here's the quote, the iconic bar Cheers is no more. Well, did they have the right to do that? The people on Frasier, did they have the right to say no more Cheers? What's wrong with this picture?
In their life, I mean, in their show, sure. But if they
put it in their show that Cheers is no longer, I'd be curious to see. I think that's a fireball.
I wonder who has the intellectual property.
Yeah, maybe
of
they
Crane.
Try. They're like, here's.
Yeah.
And we're not going to pay $10 zillion for it.
Well, I want to go scrambled eggs.
Here's the contract. No, thank you. I'm excited for this, Mike. I know you guys are not big fans, but I'm not.
Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, I'm not hating on the concept of it coming back.
Well, it's going to be weird without all the supporting characters.
Roz isn't going
to
be there?
I don't think Roz is going to be there.
Is she still with us?
I'm not quite sure, but if it makes you feel any better, they have a new bar on Frasier. It'll be called Mahoney's, and it's named after John Mahoney, the actor who played Frasier's dad in the original series. He died in 2018.
That's sweet.
So a little homage to him.
I thought it was from Police Academy.
No, it's Mahoney's Old Town Tavern.
Do you think BB will make an appearance? BB Newark?
Mm.
Probably. I think she likes to see the checks.
What was her name again in the show?
Lilith.
Thank you. Very good. I love that name. Lilith. a South Florida man allegedly held two construction workers at gunpoint out of fear that they would destroy grass on his lawn. Welcome to Florida.
Wow.
South Florida in particular. That is according to my sheriff's office, the Lee County Sheriff's Office of Fort Myers.
Right in your backyard.
Our local NBC affiliate reported that on Thursday around 9 p.m. in the Fort Myers area. Hi, everybody. 62. Yeah, younger guy than me.
Yeah.
62-year-old Timothy DeMarce said he would shoot the employees if they ruined his grass. Yes, sirree. The report said the two construction workers were leaving work when a man came out of his house with a gun pointed at them. A neighbor said, I've seen him out in the yard and whatnot.
Never really
said anything. Just definitely didn't want to bother him. He's that type. So I guess he's got a reputation.
Mm.
Everybody on this street really got hurt bad by Ian. I just think people are at their wits' end. So I guess he's in a way calling the guy a crazy, and on the other side, he's kind of defending him.
Who knows? I thought he's everybody had a lawn service down there.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Maybe that guy is the lawn service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upon deputies arriving, they reportedly found a loaded gun on DeMarce's garage shelf.
Get off my lawn. You ruined my lawn. I'm going to put one in. I'm going to make you turn you into Swiss cheese.
Mike, where do you keep your gun in the garage?
In the shelf. On the gun shelf.
Oh, I thought it was the elf gun.
DeMarce was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Now, Rob, do you have the EasyJet video by any chance? Do you have that video?
No.
Of the people in the Mile High Club? Good. I will go ahead
with this story then.
Mac, if you can find it, it's EasyJet Passengers Mile High Club. You should be able to get a pixelated still of what I'm going to talk about
still,
here.
Still, please.
Two EasyJet passengers were led away by police in Ibiza. That's a party central place.
Ibiza.
Ibiza.
After they were caught. What is it?
Ibiza.
Ibiza. The Castilian pronunciation.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Castellano.
Let me re-say it.
Thank
two
you.
EasyJet passengers were led away by police in Ibiza.
It's Ibiza.
A plus.
Ibiza. Ibiza.
Hmm?
Ibiza. Generation V. after they were caught having sex in the plane toilet during a flight when a cabin crew member opened the door to expose them. I watched the video, watched two versions of it, the pixelated one and then the real one.
Yes.
Now, it looks to me when I watch this video like everybody's kind of in on the joke because people are cracking up and the flight attendant is smirking too.
It's Europe.
Video shows passengers cheering and shouting as the EasyJet employee, it looked like a flight attendant, pulled back the door on the duo. Footage from the flight from Luton. Where the hell is that? I don't even know. There they are. He opens the door. They're in there getting it on. The man promptly shuts the door again. Not the man that's the flight attendant. The man inside wants to finish his business.
And EasyJet,
what is that going to get us? Come on.
Well, he has it in his office like he's some sort of pervert.
Well, I think he already had it up, actually.
And he's like, come on, girls. We have a picture we want you to see.
What's amazing is that plane. It doesn't look like a plane. It looks like a Metro rail car from 1980.
An EasyJet spokesman told Mail Online the flight was met by police on arrival in the on the Spanish Party Island and the people were taken away.
I think worse has happened.
It's the Mile High Club. And they were laughing about it. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Did you see that? And it was, you know.
And in the States, they'd arrest you right away. They'd turn the plane around and land it early, and then you'd be pulled right off.
And that girl, that guy is really unlucky because that's the fifth one that girl did on that flight.
Yeah. I wonder how his Achilles is.
By the way, torn. I joined the Mile High Club in 1996, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
1996, I became a member of the Mile, but I was alone at the time. So,
talk about United.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Fly United. I don't know what that means. But anywho, we'll take a break and we'll come back with something. Why, you ask?
More nuts, I'll tell you. Sir.
More nuts. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Do you need another blanket?
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right, everybody. I got to tell you about something. This is Dean Martin here talking about Legacy Box. Ooh. Hey, what memories do you wish you could relive? Passed down to your kids. Are they trapped on VHS tapes of film reels? And you aren't sure where to start. We've got the perfect solution, Legacy Box. Legacy Box, the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 40% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. They digitize over 15 different types of super 8mm film reels or photo negatives.
Everything. They do it all.
They've got you covered. Yes, Oscar Santana.
The one thing I hate more than Mac being late to work, I know that's funny, is when an advertiser says, we'd love some more of your listeners to use Legacy Box. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Yes.
So if you're out there and you've been on the fence, now's the time to do it.
And please. You know what? It makes a great gift. Yeah. The Christmas is right around the corner. Yeah. Do you know what a hero you would be to do this?
It's fantastic.
Hero.
Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 40%. Mm. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Sorry TMOS. About that. I was reading
TMOS.
Ahead, everybody. Does anybody on our show know anything about garbage disposals?
I do.
Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
I don't. I don't have
one. We've had a problem. We rely on it. We put lots of stuff down
there. It's important. You never know how much you miss it till it's gone.
We have a dedicated plug in the back of the cabinet where mm-hmm. the sink is, and it plugs right in there. Last night, we took another electronic device, plugged it in. No power coming at all at that particular plug. I went into the breaker box, checked my GFIs, checked my breaker.
Are the GFIs nothing. The things that are normally in a humid area where you can reset them?
That's
the
what
plug?
It seems. Why are you giggling? Why are you giggling
the
at
GFI,
him?
The GFI, first, how about you hire a TaskRabbit instead of trying to figure out what we're doing here?
Because
you
know? I
love that he actually went and spotted
He's
the problem in the electrical.
He's going to break the contraption
no.
and
no.
make it worse.
No, he's not.
I didn't touch the disposal. Okay. I was just checking.
So the disposal doesn't come on.
There is no power going to it. I plugged my Alexa in, and the little blue light didn't come on. So we tested it that way.
If it
and
had
that
come on,
there was no power.
It would have said, "Get me out of under the sink.
I don't want to be here." Your ability to do household tasks is limited.
Task
get a professional. Get a TaskRabbit. And that scares me, that whole concept anyway.
Yeah.
You know? It's different, but down here we call it a handyman, TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit strikes me as somebody who's going to come in here with a Glock and murder my family. That's what I think.
And reproduce.
Yes. TaskRabbit. Yeah, and then do it like Bunny. You're going to bring somebody else. Somebody be waiting in the car.
Come on in, Bunny.
And then they'll come into the kitchen and do it.
And her name
That's
is...
That's what'll happen.
Her name is Bunny.
And have you thought about... Like, if this is an electrical issue, bigger problem.
Yeah.
I know, and we have had electrical issues in the home before, but I was just wondering if there's something I might be overlooking in the world of GFIs.
How like many you does your house have?
When you were hooking up the studio, do we have a GFI behind me here? Do we have a GFI on
that wall?
You
might
have
one there. You should check your bathrooms.
Any place too? Where
all bathrooms, your
all
kitchen.
All GFIs in the house, right?
Yeah. And then also check your garage. I have one in the garage, one in the bathroom, and one in the kitchen.
All
I
my
think.
GFIs are tough to access. They're very difficult to access.
But
so.
They're usually in the just right above the sink, right?
No. I mean, the ones above the sink I've checked, yeah. And then there's none. There is none GFI under the disposal, so there's not one there.
Did you
but
check,
I will check
on
the
your,
bathrooms?
How are your breakers labeled? Are they specifically labeled?
I have a specific disposal breaker.
And it's labeled as such.
It is labeled disposal dishwasher.
Okay.
Both appliances.
But what about the dishwasher?
Dishwasher works fine.
Okay. Now this is weird.
But
that
they're
means...
separate breakers. Well, maybe they're not.
No, if you said it's the same breaker, there's a split in the plug somewhere. Somewhere that wire run is still feeding your dishwasher, but not your garbage disposal. So that localizes your problem a little bit.
Really?
I think you're getting bad advice all around. None of us know what's happening in your particular house.
I hate having people come here. I would like to avoid it my whole life. I'd love to have a world where I fixed everything because then I wouldn't have to deal with human beings and scheduling, knocking on the door while I'm taping a show.
This is how you make a friend.
I don't need more friends. I have plenty of friends. I'm very, very happy. I'm very happy.
You look like
we can attest to this. Mike... He's not burdened by, okay, we all, by the idea that we have to reinvest in our homes to take care of our homes.
Pissed off my next door neighbor today.
Why?
What happened?
I came home and, you know, he's really obsessed with his yard and runs that blower all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a speed limit, you know, I'd still be on his yard. And I came back and I said, you know, he's got his sprinklers on because his lawn looked a little dry and I guess he has a way to access it. I don't, kind of tied into the community.
Right.
That's what I thought. So I'm getting out of the car and I'm getting Carla's balloon out, you know, and I look over and I go, I look over at him, just busting his balls. I look over and I go, sprinklers are on.
Were you holding the balloon?
Yes.
Like Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah. Sprinklers are on.
Hi.
I walk into the house. Don't say anything.
I'm having an anniversary.
Right. You know what he says to me? He'll say it tonight at about 5 o'clock.
What is he blowing?
Huh?
Just like
I have no idea.
Debris off his sidewalk?
Leaves from the backyard. From the backyard, which no one ever
sees.
You don't
have a lot of leaves in your neighborhood,
no,
do you?
No, we don't. No. Trust me.
A lot of needles.
Maybe he can't bend over.
Could do four. Oh, he can.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Big guy.
Working overtime.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Yeah.
Young guy.
I've seen him do things he could only dream of.
No, really. I don't know what's
Held
going on
Held his ankles
with
for 20 minutes.
You know, what? It's so frequent that I think perhaps, you know, perhaps there's like another room down there or something where you lift up a gate and it's like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Gotta go blow
this
out.
This is why we can't make friends. Nobody's gonna hear that.
Gotta go just blow out the dungeon.
That's it. I worry about it. I do.
Mike, this is actually, you've done a lot of the tracing work. As long as you can guarantee that the breaker feeds the dishwasher and the garbage disposal, there is electricity in the line going to it. It's just not getting to the garbage disposal.
Well, it's right over here to my left. I'll do a triple check.
Okay.
A triple dog check.
But the GFE is, GFE.
We've got a great hating video. I want to do that in our next segment. But before we do that, can I just tell you, I committed a heinous crime, and this will serve as a purpose to thank a listener.
Yes.
And to, did I mention the fruitcake issue? Did I mention
that?
No.
You have not.
All right. First of all, Dirk Fastrick, you incredibly thoughtful human being. You warehouse fruitcakes and then distribute them throughout the year, which I find just ducky and wonderful. And I have committed this crime now for the second time. Over the weekend, in my my horrible feeling of sadness on Sunday night about the Giants, he set a fruitcake. Happy anniversary, Carla and Mike. My wife, if she could measure with a ruler the amount of fruitcake she gets, the amount of fruitcake I get, she would. She was out somewhere, and this was probably Monday that she discovered this. I consumed the entire Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
How was
in
it?
It had thawed to a degree. And
it's okay when they're cold. I love them when they're cold.
No, I love them cold. I love them anyway. And I love them the same way, which is just nothing on them. And I just dove in, mindlessly eating, glossy-eyed, staring at the tube, watching something else on the magic box, just going, nom, 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 nom. And then, because my body is not really accustomed to that much of a sugar rush, I retired to the marital bed. And I lay down
like Elvis
and the chicken hawk got home and without any waiting, I hear the dog go, row, row, slam door. Did you eat the fruitcake? That's the timeline that happened.
Wow.
That is the timeline that happened.
Is she still harboring a bit of a grudge?
She's referenced it multiple times.
What if, Mike, I still have one in my freezer. Oh.
Yes.
Would it help you if I were to ship it down to Carla?
If she doesn't listen to this and you do that.
Yeah.
And you don't eat it.
I will pay. You overnight that, I will pay for overnight because it's her birthday this week.
Okay.
If you overnight that to me, I will be a hero. I will be a hero, and that'll combine the birthday and happy anniversary. I want to go back to the beginning of it. Thank you, you moron. Play the song. Thank you. Right here.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
How do you respond when you clearly are guilty?
Yeah,
you say, Carla, you know what the Giants did to me, or do you say, I'm sorry?
Let me get a zoom in for this. So, Oscar, you will play the role of Carla,
okay?
and as angry as you can be, I wish you to say, did you eat the whole fruitcake? And I will.
I love when Oscar plays.
I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
All right, go ahead, Oscar.
Mike, did you eat the whole fruitcake? Mike, did you eat it?
Now you're scared.
He's twitching.
He's scared and
now
nodding.
Now he nods. He nods to look, a little bit.
Try to look pathetic.
Yeah, yeah. Sad.
And then does she let it go immediately?
I have some.
And then bring it back?
Really big.
It's really nice that Carla sounds exactly like the effing gingerbread man.
That's all
really
I got.
Is. It's
the only voice I got.
Mike, next time go to me. I'll give you what you want.
I know. But it's been eaten. It's in my intestinal tract right now. I might have given it back Tuesday.
We are so... Well,
I have evidence that could prove that.
Nut laden. The fruitcakes are full of nuts. If you have a nut allergy, please avoid.
Thank you.
But we are convenient to a post office. It will be in the mail.
Post office? It won't get there overnight. Go to FedEx.
God bless.
You can absolutely overnight it at the post office.
They can?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Why don't you support America?
I love you, Sharon, and I love the post office, but if it gets there on time, I'm always shocked.
By the way, had an appearance when you stepped out. Shannon stepped in, and I got a off the band up your
thing.
Yes.
We got to take a break.
Yes.
We will come back with is it a hateful video, Rob Spiewak?
It's a video that we want to hate
on. We want to hate watch together.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's hate watch. We're going to do some hate watching because we have a television. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you very much, everybody. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. You know what time it is? It's time to update your wallet. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet engineered for everyday use. One thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access, and it comes with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet Gold.
Yes, look at this.
To your iPhone 12, 13, or 14. Rob's showing you it right now.
It comes off like that,
there
and it goes on like that.
There
and
it is.
And you're good to go.
Don't drop it.
No.
God's sake.
Like that. Boom.
It gives you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. This wallet is so slim you can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely know it's there. And don't forget, Groove Life makes the best belts in the world. I know. I have 5 of them. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS. 20% off your order. One last time, promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. All right, time for a little video presentation, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if we've ever really dived into this show before, but my dad introduced it to me years ago, and it's a wonderful hate watch show.
We have talked about American Pickers, and if I recall, I had a better sense of liking the show.
I thought you were the original fan of it on this.
Yes.
Show.
Rob hates it.
Because they're rooking old people out of their valuables.
And yeah, I get it. I get
Mike,
that.
You hated it as well.
I know, because they really are going to people to grift them.
Yep.
That's all it is. It's finding something of extreme value and then paying nothing for it so that they can make a windfall on other people's stuff. They might as well have little wings and fly down on a pile of shit, because that's what they are. They are parasites.
And also,
I got you tonight.
You got me.
I like it when I really
they are parasites. If you're going to describe it any better, they are parasites.
Right.
Successful parasites.
And then
there was
the
a schism.
Yes, yes.
Because there used to be 2 of them.
Did one of them
Wolf
die?
And Frank something.
Yes. Not one of them died. He got kicked off the show. Frank Fritz.
Frank Fritz. He liked Petroliana.
Frank Fritz used to go down to the Eastern Shore of Maryland periodically. And
did he?
Yeah, Frank Fritz would go down to and stop at a great old restaurant. Not in business any longer, but Frank Fritz would stop by the Whitehall Inn, and he would get their wonderful confection that I recommended to everybody. When Frank Fritz would drive in the parking lot, go to his table, and order one of those lovely platters of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Thank you.
This is brutal. I didn't realize Frank Fritz was 5'5".
Yeah, and he was ill.
5'5" Frank Fritz and his fruit fritters.
He was ill, But I think
he was always like he was the lovable guy of the two.
Exactly.
Right?
Mike Wolfe is a stain.
He's the skinny guy,
yes,
right? Uh-huh. So the wiry guy with the pointy chin.
Yep.
Is that guy?
That's okay. Him.
And I remember years ago when we had this big conversation, I was like, why do you guys hate these guys? Like, I think it's cool. It's a new show. This is when it was the American Pickers was on at Apex on
right.
all the time.
Right.
All right. Are we gonna see the video?
And then I see this video.
Okay, let's watch.
All right, here we go.
What's up? I tour homes on my page. Can I tour your home?
I own an Airbnb here. You can see that if you want. My old dog right here.
This is so cool.
Isn't this nuts? The windows are 13 feet tall.
Wow.
And the ceiling in here is 15 feet
tall. Can you pause it, please?
This view of the...
Yes.
Is that the guy?
That's
I can't see
Mike.
From
that's
my vantage
yes.
point.
Yes. And his beautiful house.
Yeah.
Or is this his Airbnb?
Yeah, no. This is what happens.
Okay.
He's like, hi, like, aren't you blah, blah, blah? He goes, yeah. He goes... Can I? He goes. You can tour my Airbnb. He takes this photographer
into a rental property,
into his palatial rental property.
And we're supposed to think it just happened, like
yes.
it's not planned.
Okay.
To the courthouse. I mean, this place was just curated to the max. Everything in here, every item has a story. This sign, I found this in an old building in Alabama, and these letters are actually what they call milk glass. They're glass letters. This is a 1952 Vespa. It's what they call a Ferrabasso in Italy, meaning lamp down.
I bought it for $2 from a 200-year-old man.
From a 200-year-old man.
Keep it going.
Okay.
The light is on the front fender. They never sold scooters like this in the U.S. Circus banner from the 1930s. This fire eater piece. This is where they slaughtered the chickens, chopped the heads off.
Right there.
So you can see all the butcher cleaver marks
oh
on it. These are from the print block business, the printing business. I didn't even know that was in here. It must have been left over in here yeah. from New Year's Eve or something.
What's the story on the...
That's Nipper the dog. That was the RCA icon mascot. There's a speaker in there. We thought of everything.
Here's yeah, I picked this up from a dwarf with dementia that was... So he's just going through all
his
stuff.
These are all the things I own.
He's taking
so he's
his...
selling it as an American Pickers Airbnb,
well, and
right?
also... This mother effer.
Yes. Mike Wolfe.
Mike Wolfe, who would nickel and dime, chisel down every single old lady and
yep.
old man
right.
that just wanted to hold on to their treasures, saying that he was going to find a better home for their treasures.
Right.
No one knew that the better home was going to be one of his homes.
I know. Yeah. I love when he would go into a house and say, you know, we're just driving around. You don't happen to have an outbuilding, do you? Get in your wheelchair. Let's go look in your
outbuilding.
And I'm
sure this is billed as the American Pickers
sure
Airbnb.
He doesn't miss a trick, this guy.
Laundry, yeah.
They got the essentials here, too.
Bin cycle. This is the oldest building I own. It's 1850.
Okay. I have never owned enough buildings that I need to qualify them by age. Nor will I ever.
Wow.
This is the oldest building I own.
Yeah, there I am. Look what I have. Look at all the things I stole. Look at all the things I stole from
people. A local historian told me that this was a strategizing room during the Civil War. They did a lot of recruitment. This was an officer's office.
They strategized on how to...
question to answer. What is your most prized pick in this entire Airbnb?
You know, this to me, that face, it almost looks kind of
like
something like that.
Please stop it right there. Yes. This is the douchedom that oozes out of this video. What's your most... Tell me this shill who he's, you know,
yeah.
who he's probably, you know, living with.
Yes.
And he says, what's your most prized possession in entire Airbnb?
What's your most prized pick?
All right, go ahead. I want to see what
gross.
His most prized pick is.
By Grant Wood, you know, very
true.
Similar to me. It's just a really unique piece, and it's in such good condition, but it's not signed. Check this bicycle out. A wood frame, wooden handlebars, wooden rims.
Oh.
This is 1890s. All of these antlers came from a mansion in Newport, Rhode Island.
Mike, why did you start doing all this?
You know, I've been picking my whole life. I mean, I started picking when I was 4 years old. I was digging
yeah,
in the
picking
garbage
your ass.
On the way to school.
It'll get infected.
My mom, kindergarten, because she couldn't afford a babysitter, and I would walk through the alleys,
I'm
and
sure.
there was tons of stuff in the garbage. It became my toys. So I'd find something like this, and then I would imagine where it came from.
That was a great explosion.
I was walking in the garbage.
Can we? Actually, I need this. I need someone, especially Mike, to have just the clip that says, this is the oldest building I own. So here, moving forward, anytime any one of us says something douchey, we'll right. just play that.
Yes.
This is the oldest building I own.
How's Frank doing?
Poor Frank.
I know.
Don't care. Might be ill, but look what I have.
Milk glass.
What's your favorite pick in the entire Airbnb that you rent out to people that you in the building you own?
This is one of many units.
Yeah,
one of my favorite old buildings.
And
yeah,
they all have milk glass.
My name, what's his name again?
Mike Wolf.
Mike Wolf, or otherwise known as the Nozzle. I'm a D-Nozzle. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
The Nozzle.
Oh, hi. A guy with a video camera right out in front of one of the oldest buildings I own.
We'll be right back, everybody. Oh, I had to expand. Now I have to contract. And there we go. Oh, well, it's easy. This portion of the program is brought to you by DermGlow.
Oh, yes. Yay, DermGlow.
DermGlow, nothing but oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not. It's Chime.
Should be Chime.
Chime.
Sorry
time.
About that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I missed it. Hey, let's talk about Chime, shall we?
Yes.
Of course we shall. You got it right. Sorry. Oh, you're always sorry. You're always sorry when you screw up. Let's talk about Chime.
Chime.
Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, Wade, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime sweeps in with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores safely. Safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments, no annual fees, and no credit check to begin. It's your passport to Visa-accepted spots, all while bolstering your credit with your own funds. That's how it works. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Your credit's a big deal, so build yours up with Chime. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 qualified direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. That's my daughter. Roll over. Roll it. Let me roll it. Flip, flop, and fly. The flip side. Mike, this is the tape I was dying to play you yesterday. Given the opportunity, would you have an audience with the Pope?
Yes.
Of course. Why okay. wouldn't you?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And Papa. Mm-hmm.
So this is Sylvester Stallone.
This Pope. I should qualify. This Pope, I would.
Okay, yes, the Papa.
Yeah, he's a good Pope. This is Sylvester Stallone having an audience with the Pope. And you know who he brings? The thing is, it's just so out of context anyway. That's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he brings.
I saw some of the video of this.
I have not.
This his is... ma, his wife, mm-hmm. his two daughters, and of course, Mike. He brings Frank.
Good to meet you.
Frank this Stallone.
Yes.
Good morning, Holy Father.
My daughters.
Three.
Yeah.
Three. Three, Manny.
Thank you. Sophia. And my brother Frank.
Good morning,
and my brother Frank.
Three daughters.
Well, thank you very much for taking time of your busy days. We appreciate this very much.
I'm honored.
Well,
he's speaking through a translator.
I'm honored.
Siamo cresciuti con I vostri film.
We grew up with your films.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so sweet.
I think the whole thing's sweet. I like
they all dressed up. They look dapper. Frank looks good.
I like
that's
it.
Wonderful.
I wish he had said,
these are my daughters.
But your Holy Father, I want you to know
his daughters
that Frank Stallone had a hit record 40 years ago.
What was it? Do you remember what it was?
Oh, God.
I have no
it?
Memory of what it was. Came out right around the time Maniac came out.
Yeah, that's about right.
Right?
Thank you, Oscar. About Oscar, I'll check it now. Very good.
Okay.
Oscar also sent me some amazing firework footage.
Can I give some background
I
here?
Wish you would.
So for me, I don't get impressed easily with fireworks because
you see the greatest fireworks display almost every year.
Correct.
Right.
And then we also see a high level of fireworks online where you're like, okay, someone did a DIY show, and then you have the Mr. Beast firework, YouTube special. Cool. I watched these and I said, this is not just good audio. The visuals are tremendous. This looks to be in like some just neighborhood street in some town in the U.S. that this guy has a platform, a like cast iron platform where he puts these rockets in and he's like, they won't know what hit him. And if you could play it.
Yes,
now.
Of course.
Neighborhood firework.
Yes.
Something just Oscar's street. Done. Oh, man.
And I love that it sets off car alarms.
Play it one more time, because that is like, it goes off and it looks like a Roman candle.
Yes.
Right. And then this massive explosion happens.
Three,
I loved it.
Three reports. Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Just looks normal.
It does.
Watch this. Man, wonder how much that one set him back.
Yeah.
I'd be curious about that.
Thousands.
Very, very cool.
We have another one?
We do. Can you cue up that second one, Mac? And then I'll tell you a story about fireworks that would never happen today.
Okay.
So, here's the second one.
You see that stand, Mike?
Look at it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Turbo. Oh, that's going to be big.
Yeah, that's I wonder awesome. What they cost per firework.
I'm a fan. I love fireworks.
I do too.
I love it. And the best one, remember that time you loaded up a gun?
Oh, God, that it was great.
You couldn't
fun.
Do that today. You couldn't afford
there's no
today,
chance.
Right?
No chance.
It's amazing.
No chance.
Oscar brought these and we shot them out over the water.
We
Fantastic.
Had amazing fireworks. And I remember it was July 4th of 2000. Because I was hanging with Jimmy McClure from WJFK.
Oh, yeah. Right,
and that's
right, right.
the night I told him that Carrie was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so it was a big deal. Uh-huh. But he had somehow gotten nothing like that, but some pretty impressive stuff with a launch tube and everything.
Wow. Yep, you need
and
the tube.
We shot them off the roof of his apartment building, which was across the street from the National Cathedral. And you could not do that nowadays.
No.
No way,
it
wouldn't
was
happen.
Great.
It
was
would never,
great.
Never happen.
Okay, Mike, I want to know if it's going to affect you that they've changed the Florida golf cart law.
Mm. Oh, really?
Mm. Yes.
Well, it won't anymore. I don't own the golf cart anymore.
Okay, well, that's good because now they've lowered the age from 14, or they've raised the age from 14 to 18 to operate a golf cart.
I would really appreciate it if they brought it up to the age where they are completely legal to drive a golf cart as well as a car.
I see a lot of 14-year-olds operating golf carts with three or four of their friends in those golf carts. And I got to tell you, I can't think of a more dangerous situation than that.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Really? Okay.
I know.
Any more? Yeah, I can think of a lot of them, okay? I can think of a lot of more dangerous situations than that. And by the way, the parents that say at a certain age you're not allowed to drive in a car with your friends,
yeah,
I'm all on board. My son better get ready for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That ain't
Can't
happening.
Be distracted.
Yeah.
He can drive by himself going to the store, or he can drive with an adult in it, but no way. Because that's when they die. Just happened down here in Fort Myers. Mm. Wonderful kids. I think it was four of them. And working at a local chain restaurant down here, flipped the car into a canal, all of them died.
Oh my God.
And, you know, just Jesus. Out having a good time. It doesn't mix well. But as far as, you know, that with a golf cart, it's a little different. Just
yeah.
a little bit
yeah.
different. If you go crazy, anything can happen. And by the way, on video, I've seen a lot more adults doing stupid
oh
crap
God.
In golf carts
I've
than
done
I have
it.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Almost turned it over. But that, I didn't flip it. Only do that with cars.
Only with your car.
Only with cars.
Oh,
Mike,
boy.
I like when toddlers laugh. You like when toddlers laugh.
Oh,
I don't
favorite.
Like when there
I hate
are
children.
I don't like. Well, you're fine then. You're in good shape.
He's coming back with a Colombian baby.
No, he's gonna purchase one.
Yeah, he's gonna buy a Colombian baby down there on the
oh,
baby
they
black
have
market.
A BOGO.
He's gonna bring it back. I say baby like the Ian Bag says baby.
Baby,
yeah, gonna bring a baby back. Bring a baby back from Colombia. I met Ian Baby Baby.
I don't like this kid because this kid is. Set to argue with grandma.
Yeah?
That's me?
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. Is it Dawson?
Don't
point your finger at me. Pointed at Dawson. Is it Dawson?
Is it me?
Is it Dawson? No, I didn't do anything.
I promise
I didn't. Okay, I'm sorry.
Stop. Yes, countdown to being a pain in the ass in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right.
That's all I got for you.
We
got
to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, and I'm going to go try to fix the disposal. That's what I do.
Tomorrow is Oscar's grand farewell episode.
Bon voyage.
Yes.
And Jimmy.
God knows what's going to happen. We're going to make it special for him, ladies and gentlemen.
And Nikki Diamond joins us tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. That'll be fun. We'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Fireworks.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very, very attractive.